When the General District Courtroom in the Warm Springs Courthouse begins to overflow, the Board of Supervisors meetings get moved upstairs to the Circuit Courtroom. You can call it democracy at work. Upstairs, on Tuesday evening, 7 of the 9 Bath residents who made public comments about the school budget asked their representatives to be more supportive of the school system, while 2 agreed with the board's decision to cut the budget an additional $500,000. Most of the comments focused on a need for more vision. In his statements, Cliff Gilchrist of Millbrae referred to author Thomas Friedman's book, The World is Flat.
He goes on to say, are you holding tightly to your memories of the past, or are you embracing dreams for the future? When memories exceed dreams, what might be the implications for our future and our children's future? As we meet this evening, many of you are aware the 2 Kid Win Challenge teams from the high school and the 1 from Valley probably have completed their first day of competition at the American Wind Energy Association in Chicago. We can only imagine the dreams that they had as they left for Chicago to engage in this competition with students from all over the U.S. But they've been given a unique opportunity that few other students from a school system our size will ever have. And I suspect that the memories they bring back from this experience will only reinforce and enhance their dreams and hopes for their futures.
When it was time for decision-making, the first 2 items were adopting the county's and the school's annual budget and appropriating funds for the fiscal year. Chairman Richard Byrd chose to temporarily suspend Robert's Rules of Orders to hold a discussion before making any motions. He expressed concern that over the years, as the student population has decreased, the requests for funding from the school board have increased. Byrd also was pleased to report that the reductions in school funds did not result in any loss of positions. In the overall county budget, a few of the items not provided for are a second vehicle for the Mountain Grove Volunteer Fire Department, some $15,000 worth of renovations in the circuit courtroom, and for the time being, 2 additional deputy positions in order to increase school security. In the course of discussion, Richard Byrd, Cedar Creek District, revealed he plans to facilitate the next budget cycle by meeting regularly with school superintendent, county administrator, and the school board chairman to develop some long-range strategies and a stronger working relationship.
Then after a few months of this, we're going to call in another woman from the school and for the supervisor.
Board members unanimously approved the county budget at $17,791,308 and were in favor 4-1 of the school budget of $10,491,207, with Millbrae District's Eddie Hicklin opposed. They also unanimously approved keeping taxes at the current rate, which is 50 cents per $100 on real estate and 35 cents per $100 on personal property. For some remaining items of interest from Tuesday night, including a proclamation honoring local EMS personnel, please see this story on AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Next month's Board of Supervisors meeting is June 12th, the same day as the Virginia primary election. For AMR, I'm Amanda McGuire.